So let's talk about the third insight for women about men, which is that some men are better catches than others.
Well, yeah, and a woman has to size up men in their love life accurately. What happens is they only look at what triggers them emotionally, which would be, I call it talent or game. Talent is how they look, the first impression that way, and their game is how entertaining they are. But there are other parts to a guy because players are real good at the talent game part. So you have to look at their heart, their emotional heart in terms of giving and sensitivity. Also their character. You need a good guy. A woman needs to, one of the first things she needs to actually figure out if he's a good guy or not.
Yes.
And
this
then
is, this is huge. And if you could speak from the male point of view about this, you know, because some women like to lead with their physical attraction to a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really not helping them see if he's the right catch for them. So how could you really fashion what I call a better filter and really look for the qualities that make him a good catch?
Well, you have to catch him off guard. You have to find him when he's not performing.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to see reflections. You have to listen to what other people say about him, like his friends. Sometimes a guy can be really on. In fact, amongst the guys, we would say, just be a playful a-hole. That's the master strategy for bar hopping or the Vegas thing. And so, you know, that's kind of a strange way of doing things. And so, because beauty is not quite as important to women, but I think confidence and being fun or sense of humor, I think she has to notice a sense of humor.
Yes.
If it's a lot of put down and that kind of stuff, that's kind of bad humor. It indicates that he gets his confidence by knocking people down. So it's the type of humor.
That's good. I really think that's an important distinction to make.
Yeah. And then lying, you know, she detects lying. So the character thing, she needs to put whether he's a good guy or not first versus whether she likes him or not.
Yeah.
And then I'd say see if he gets things done. That seems to be a quality. I actually learned through a guy named Wallace Wattles and his wisdom that a woman should look for a guy who gets things done and is a good guy. And then after that, whether he's a good lifestyle match and whether there's a good resonance. Lots of times women will only gauge how she feels about him.
Yes.
And not really catching how much he – it's almost like this invisible vibration that they're connected, people are connected to. And you notice that not when you're talking but in the silence. And it's from observing or being together in closeness and with no real activity. So that's where you resonate. It's on a vibrational level, and that's kind of you'll know it when it happens. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And you'll notice something's missing when it's not there, and you won't know what it is. It's what it is. Is you don't vibrate at the same level. You don't have the same resonance. But I think that the one thing I think women should take from this is separate the good guys from the bad guys right away.
Yes. That is such clear, simple advice, and I think the key for women not to waste their time.
Right.
It really does come down to just that very simply. I love that.
Yeah, and, you know, a bad guy is going to take a major overhaul. And,
yes.
It's just like on a car, it's probably not worth the time, effort, and the chances of it. He's probably, that's the way he is.
Yes. Yeah, it really is, and it's not up to us to change him, which
women,
until we figure that out, we can waste a lot of energy.
Right.
Yeah.